Hi everybody, it's The Secret Subject here, and today we are doing some fun freeze play. That's right, today we're going to make you frozen and stuck in place for the time of your choosing. So for this file, what you're going to need to do is you're going to go and set yourself a timer, so go and do that now. Now this timer is going to be how long the suggestion will last after this file is over. Cool. Also, before this file begins, I just want to start it off by saying I hope you're lying down in a nice comfortable position. This is a position you might be in for a while, so please keep that in mind while getting ready for this. So without further ado, let's get to it, shall we? So I want you to start by closing your eyes. That's right, close those eyes. And with your eyes closed, I just want you to focus and listen on the sound of my voice. It's very easy to do after all, just focusing, just listening to me as I talk to you, as we discuss some things. It's very easy to listen to the sound of my voice, isn't it? And while you listen to me, you start focusing less and less on the outside world, less and less on what's going on around you. Your eyes being closed like that allow you to increase your focus on me, just for a moment, as we lead and guide you into fun little adventures and show you exactly what we're going to do. You see, hypnosis is such an easy state to be in. It's so easy because to be in a hypnotized state, all you need to have is three key things. Absorption, focus and fixation, a hyper-focus on something. Dissociation, a lack of awareness of the outside world and what's going on around you. And suggestibility, the act of being suggestible. I say something, and you do it. And of course, by closing your eyes, you've already proved you're suggestible. You can follow my suggestions just fine. So while you focus and fixate on the sound of my voice, and while you allow the outside world to just dissipate around you, you can just focus more on me, and less on what's going on outside. And of course, any sounds that you hear in the background, anything that happens at all outside of what you're focusing and fixating on, can just drive you, can just remind you to focus and fixate even more on what I'm saying and what I'm doing, and how you are being hypnotized. That's right, hypnotized. And it's such a nice state to be in, isn't it? Being hypnotized, being in a trance state. It's a very easy state to be in. In fact, we do it every single day. You've probably already done it a few times today without even realizing it. It's a state that a lot of people commonly call things like flow, or daydreaming, or just getting lost and losing track of time. All of those things are part of hypnosis. And today we're going to talk about another part of hypnosis that sometimes people seem to forget about, hypnotic catalepsy. Catalepsy is when something is stuck, something is unmoving, something is rigid. And that's exactly what we're going to be doing to you today. You see, as you focus and fix it on me, I'm going to talk to you about something, an experience a friend of mine had. And while you listen to this, you might start to imagine what it would be like for you. You see, I have a friend who asked me once to hypnotize them and to make them a statue, frozen, solid, concrete, unmoving. And so I started talking to them and telling them all about how those feelings of concrete can just move from different parts of their body. For them, it started at the top of their head and worked their ways down. For them, it started at the top of their head and worked its way down, but for you, maybe it starts somewhere else. You see, everybody is different. Everybody's mind works differently. And so, for different people, different things occur. For this person, the feelings start at the head. And all of a sudden, they started to realize that as the feeling moved down their body, like a wave of relaxation, they just started feeling more stuck, stiff, rigid, unable to move, unable to do anything at all, but just be there, but just exist in this state, of being able to be stuck and unmoved. And it was funny because as they just sank into that feeling, as they just thought about that feeling even more and more, they started to realize that actually they were becoming stuck, stiff, rigid, unable to move, completely and totally unable to do anything at all. And as the feeling moved throughout their body, they started to realize the more that they tried to move, the less they moved. Because of course, trying is just like a test to your mind. Trying is like trying to move yourself and then realizing that you can't, that you're more and more stuck, stiff, rigid, unable to move, unable to do anything at all. And maybe as you start to move, as you start to try to move, you start to realize those parts is what your mind starts to focus on. You see, with each and every single movement that you make and every single movement that they made, you start to realize that actually that's a signal to your brain to stick that place even harder. As you try to move, as you become more stuck, stiff, rigid. And isn't it funny when you try something, that sometimes trying insinuates failing before you've even tried? Funny that. And as that sinks into your mind even further and further, you try to move and you try to realize that in fact, you are stuck, stiff, rigid. That's right. That's right. But of course, I wouldn't just stop here. No. You see, we want you to be completely and totally unable to move before we do our suggestion work, before we finally lock you in here, until that timer goes off, until you are freed from this. So, what we're going to do is, as you feel that feeling of concrete trickle through your body, each and every single part of you just freezes and sticks in place. But of course, on top of that, I'm going to start just applying a very, very light gel to your body. And this gel is like a super concrete. No matter how hard you try, if you tried to move while this super concrete was stuck to you, you wouldn't be able to. You'd be fully encased, fully, absolutely stuck, stiff, rigid, unable to do anything at all. And of course, you could imagine where I might start. Maybe I start at the tips of your toes. Maybe I start at the top of your head. Maybe I start on the left side or the right side. It doesn't really matter where I start. Because as I start coating your body with this gel, you can feel it hardening, can't you? And every single time you focus on a part that's hardening, it starts moving to another part of you and it just hardens even more and more and more. And of course, it's not uncomfortable. It's not restrictive or tight. It's just there. It makes your body just so heavy, so tired, so unable to move. And at some point, unable to try. That's right. And of course, at all times, it never covers your airways. You're always able to breathe easily and effortlessly. In fact, this feeling of being so stuck, so stiff, so rigid, so frozen in place is so relaxing that you just breathe so freely and easily, so deeply, that your mind just starts to unwind and unravel as it just sinks into the feelings of you being stuck, stiff, rigid, coated with a gel of super concrete that just makes it even harder, that makes you even more stuck in place. And it's fun, isn't it? It's freeing, isn't it? It feels so very good to be so frozen, so stuck in place. Stuck and rigid and stiff, like a slab of concrete, unable to move, unable to even try. And of course, when you think of trying, your body just fails, it gives up, it just gives in, it just wants to let everything go and be frozen and stuck in place. Because it's so comfortable, it's so relaxing, it's so freeing, it's so very, very fun to be frozen and stuck in place. That's right. That's right. You're doing so wonderfully well of just allowing your body to be so stuck in place like this. But of course, we've only been talking about your body. What about your mind? You see, while all this is going on, maybe your mind is drifting off somewhere else. Maybe your mind is so focused on my words that nothing else matters. But for now, what we're going to do is unwind and unravel your mind, making your mind so comfortable, so relaxed. Because, of course, your mind, too, is going to be stuck, frozen, locked in a place where time need not exist, lost in a place where nothing else matters but just floating away, floating away, floating away. And it's easy to do this after all. All we need to do is each and every single time you have a thought, it just plucks right out of your head and just drifts away. 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 Drifting off into the ether. And so every single time you have a new thought, it just trickles away and trickles away and trickles away. And of course, I'm not sure if you're sure how long a minute goes by. How long 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, an hour goes by. But your mind has a funny way of allowing time to just skip sometimes. You know, I've heard stories of people who dissociate so hard while they're being hypnotized like this that their mind just thinks that an hour is a minute. 2 hours is 2 minutes. It just skips by so quickly that they just wake up before they've even realized they've gone down. I wonder what it'll be like for you as you lie here, frozen and stuck in place, your mind bound so deeply, your mind stuck so deeply. It's almost as if I'm just opening your mind and pouring a thick, viscous syrup in there that grinds all your thoughts to a stop, so that time and space itself just stops. Everything stops as you sink deeper and deeper into the void, into the abyss, deeper and deeper down to these feelings. Your body, so stiff and rigid, so completely and totally unmovable that you can't even try at this point. Your mind, bogged down, slowed down, stopped completely, as time just passes by. And it's funny, isn't it, how things can change, things can move around you, but you just stay here. You just stay here in this perpetual state of bliss, of relaxation, of comfort, of just being so very stuck, frozen in time, in space, in place. And nothing else matters right now but just being frozen, just being stuck, just being stiff and rigid like this, your mind unmoving, your body unmoving, everything just not moving. And it doesn't really matter what goes on around you. You don't even focus on that. Your mind just seems to drift even deeper and even deeper and even deeper down. Down to the abyss, down to the void. Slipping away further and further and deeper and deeper and further and further. And deeper and deeper. And with every second that passes, your mind just slows down. Slows down. Slows down. Until it finally stops. Until it finally just stands there, frozen, unmoving, unable to do anything at all but just be there. And it's fun, isn't it? And as you barely hold on to the sounds of my voice anymore, as you just barely grasp anything at all, because you're just so focused on being so still, so stuck, your thoughts so silent, your body so frozen, everything around you just continuing to pass you by as you just are here, focused so intently on what's going on with you that nothing else matters, so absorbed in this feeling of stuck, frozen stillness that nothing else exists, just this feeling and nothing else. And of course, my voice just barely grazing the surface of your awareness, of your focus, of your consciousness. And that's okay, because what I'm going to tell you is not that important anyway. Although your subconscious mind can just hold on to it as a passing thought, as a passing memory. You see, this file is different from some of my other files, because you're going to stay like this until you hear an alarm on one of your devices. The second you hear that alarm, you'll start to unstick. Your body will be able to move again. Your mind will start forming coherent thoughts and sentences. Your mind will start to come back to itself, just the way it was before this file began. But until that time when your alarm goes off, you will stay here frozen and stuck in place, completely and totally unmovable, completely and totally unable to think, unable to do anything at all, unless there is an emergency that you need to take care of. Because of course, in any emergency situation, you'll be able to wake up easily and effortlessly, deal with what you need to deal with, and go about your day. And of course, until there is an emergency or your alarm goes off, whichever is first, you'll be able to be here stuck, frozen in place, completely and totally unmovable. That's right. And while you're here, you can just focus on how stuck you feel, on how frozen you feel, and enjoy every single moment of that. Do you understand? Of course you do, because deep down inside you, part of you still understands and accepts all of these suggestions. Very, very good. So it doesn't really matter how long you are left here frozen, because each and every single moment, every minute flies by. Every single time you listen, you might start to wonder how much longer can you stay frozen for, and that's okay. It's okay to test yourself, to try yourself, to see what happens next. As you lie here frozen, stuck in place, until that alarm, or unless there's an emergency that you need to take care of, until then you are frozen. Now.